Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 60. Kenosha County Sheriff's deputies dealt with a suspicious device Monday night in the 6500 block of County Highway A in the village of Summers. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
It was an electronic device attached with duct tape to a railroad crossing ahead warning sign. The county bomb squad was activated, and they used their robot to determine it was just an airbag module from a motor vehicle. The device was deactivated. The roadway, which had been closed, was then reopened once the situation was stabilized. Now, airbags inflate with a chemical reaction that releases nitrogen gas. Essentially, it's an explosion. A news release points out that these modules are not toys, and they should not be handled by untrained people. Just who left the device taped to the sign, that is still unknown. Anybody with information is asked to call the Kenosha Sheriff's Office, 262-605-5100, or Kenosha Area Crime Stoppers, 262-656-7333. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
A Racine man is facing charges for allegedly breaking into a pair of city businesses in late September. 37-year-old Gary Jones has been charged with two counts of burglary. 37-year-old Gary Jones has been charged with two counts of burglary. Jones matched the description of a man who threw a brick through the glass doors at Greg's Pub on Wisconsin Avenue September 26th and stole an unknown number of coins. 4 days later, the same man smashed a glass door at Main Stop Foods on North Main Street and took cigarettes. Both incidents were caught on surveillance video. A preliminary hearing on the charges was scheduled for later this month. Two items on the Racine Finance and Personnel Committee agenda recommended for approval totaled about $1 million. Purchasing agent Kathy Casper talked about the $823,500 cost with trade-ins to buy four new garbage trucks.
The reason we like the low-entry chassis is so that people can access the cab in and out a lot easier. And with the dual refuse carts on the back, the garbage guys are going to be in and out of the trucks a lot more often. So we feel even that $3,000 more expense for each truck is well worth it for the safety of our employees.
Casper also explained the janitorial contract to cover City Hall, the annex, and safety building would be about $353,000 over 2 years with the same company. Both recommended approvals go to the Common Council next week. The dollar amounts already factored into the 2017 city budget Mayor Dickert will formally present to the council tomorrow night. Opponents of a proposed ordinance in Kenosha to regulate online home sharing received a measure of support from a group of realtors, led by South Shore Officer Doug Wheaton, who told a pair of council committees their group opposes the ordinance as it now stands for being overly intrusive and too broad. Both committees deferred action on the proposal. The ordinance had been authored because of one alderman receiving complaints from neighbors of such property owners who had rented out their homes on a short-term basis. Wheaton said existing laws could be used to adequately deal with any disturbances or nuisances that result. A conceptual plan for a proposed expansion of St. Catherine's Medical Center in Pleasant Prairie to accommodate future construction of an advanced outpatient surgical wing gets the support of the Village Plan Commission. The proposed 190,000-square-foot expansion would be constructed adjacent to the existing hospital on 76th Street. The plans include a lobby, cafe, courtyard, preoperative suites, 8 surgical rooms, and recovery areas on the first floor, with additional space on 3 more floors that would eventually house various outpatient services. United Hospital System is expected to submit more detailed plans in early 2017, with construction to start later in the year. The new wing is expected to employ between 100 and 150 people, in addition to those now working at the St. Catherine's campus. The Racine County Sheriff's Department is closing the case of a man's death last week in the town of Burlington. Deputies were dispatched to John Marges Park, referenced a deceased individual. Investigators determined the death was accidental in nature and no foul play was suspected. The follow-up has now led to the investigation being closed. The deceased individual is identified as 41-year-old Jason Kolbinger, a town of Burlington resident. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.